Tom.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We're starting out today with Alex Letourneau. Alex is involved with Kitco. I've got a long history with these guys. I've known Bart for, probably 15 years now. Alex is basically heads up the department that deals with all of the publicly traded companies that are included on the Kitco website. Alex, we have an interesting situation that really started this week. Gold right now, according to the live spot market on your site, Kitco, is $13,1960 by $13,20, or up close to $17. This is definitely spilling over into increased interest in the junior resource market, those stocks that are involved in the market but perhaps are trading at lower levels, let's say a couple bucks or less. Are you optimistic, pessimistic, or middle of the road when it comes to what's going to happen in the junior resource sector, let's say, over the next 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, 6 to 12 months, I'd say definitely optimistic. I mean, I'm not sure if there's a bottom yet, but if not, it's on the horizon, and we'll be past shortly, I'd say. But no, it's great. I mean, gold prices are outperforming what analysts thought would happen. U.S. economy doesn't seem to be as strong as everyone thought it would be, so we're seeing higher gold prices, big breaks today. But in terms of the junior miners, now it's interesting because, I mean, it was just a wash for everyone in 2013. That was a brutal year. Moving forward now, what that steep gold price drop did was it really eliminated all those kind of straggler junior exploration companies and junior gold producing companies that really couldn't hack it in a more, I guess, reasonable environment, a more natural environment of, $1,400-$1,500 gold. Now, what that's done is it's opened up the door for junior gold miners with good projects, and you're starting to see these miners now. They're getting more looks. They're getting inflow of capital again. They're getting some love from the investors. So I don't see the U.S. economy really changing that much in the next 6 to 12 months for the positive, which means I would suspect gold would most likely track upwards and in turn, more faith into these miners.
Alex, there's no doubt that 2014 has been a great start for gold. We've seen a steady rise in the price, not a skyrocket, but I think a very fundamentally strong building and supporting of a higher gold price. And looking at the stocks, looking at GDX and especially GDXJ, they have really led the charge. Year to date, we have GDXJ up almost 30%, which does show the strength and interest in these juniors, because people know the juniors were hit so hard and there needed to be that weeding out of companies. I still don't think we have weeded out every company in the junior space, but I don't think that will happen. Frankly, there has been a lot of money already made this year investing in the right junior companies, and I think there's still room to run. What do you have to say to that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to say 2013 was a brutal year for everyone. There's always a value within the sector. It was probably just harder to find that value because it was so inundated with, pretty much everything that anyone who had a stake type thing. But no, I absolutely agree. I do think that, moving forward, there will be probably a lot more respect towards the junior market industry. I mean, like you said yourself there, what we've seen so far is very strong. They're outpacing, I think, pretty much expectations that a lot of analysts had. So maybe it's taking people a bit by surprise. I know people I've interviewed have, I've sort of said, gold isn't going to jump back up to $1,800-$1,900 in 3-4 months. It will track up slowly. They're all obviously the gold miners are long on gold prices, but the general consensus is that there's a lot to look forward to from the junior mining space. I mean, like I mentioned earlier, investors are starting to look towards it again, which is good. Basically, that huge truck made everyone clean up their acts there, and it's more intelligent about their capital and where they're putting their money and all that. You got some real good projects out there. You know, Tridium's got the Bruce Jack that's real good. I think CIBC put out a note the other day with Continental Gold they mentioned. Great project there. So, I mean, the capital is going to become more and more available, and I think you're going to see a lot more junior producers, even exploration companies, do very, very well moving forward.
I have to agree with you on that. You know, it's interesting, but history definitely has a tendency to repeat itself. And I'm viewing the market that we're in today, Alex, as being just the beginning of the market that we had in 2010. 2010 was a very, very good year in the junior resource sector. After, you know, a couple of abysmal years, 2008 and 2009 were terrible. Well, after 2010, we had 11, 12, and 13 were absolutely abysmal. The wheat definitely got separated from the chaff, in my opinion, and I'm seeing right now that the renewed interest in the junior resource sector that is obviously a result from this major turnaround in gold. I mean, you know, we went down to as low as 1,200, and we're now trading somewhere around 1,320, 1,325 or thereabouts. You know, optimism breeds optimism, and I think that personally, some of the really serious mining companies that languished over the past few years are going to become really the apple of an awful lot of investors' eyes. Now, when you look at companies that you want to, that you're considering to include in your own portfolio, Alex, junior mining companies, give us three or four things that you consider that you think everyone needs to consider to before they actually write a check to their broker or what have you.
To be honest, I don't. I look at it more as who I'm going to cover when I'm writing about mining. But I mean the major element is obviously the asset. What do they have in the ground? So I mean, is what do the grades look like? Where are they mining? So jurisdiction is a huge, huge factor. I mean, in the last couple of years, you've seen bad jurisdictions become worse. You've seen good jurisdictions do questionable things. I mean, right here in Quebec, we're in, now they're sort of cleaning it up, but for the last couple of years, it was just awful. You got Mexico, fantastic jurisdiction, but lately they've been, tinkering with royalty rates and things like that, and you didn't see it from the earnings that the seniors just put out yesterday and Wednesday. Huge, huge tax impairments because of the Mexican government. So, I mean, jurisdiction, grade is huge. And management team, you got to look at the guys who are running these projects. That is, I think that's often overlooked. I mean, a couple of years ago, there was that big exodus of CEOs from majors, but there's a reason why they all, got fired or were forced to resign. Now, you need strong management. You need people who understand the area they're working in. They need to understand the industry. It seems like it would be, pretty run-of-the-mill there. If someone is the CEO and president of a mining company, they should know what they're doing. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. And so anyway, I'd say that's it there. Go with great jurisdiction and strong management team.
Seems like the fundamental three, that's what everybody seems to keep on saying, and we can't go against you there. We need good grade out there because, these properties, these bulk ton properties and exploration plays just aren't working anymore. So high grade, focus management, cash in the bank also helps, I think, just because, these companies need to keep the doors open, and whether they get a takeout offer now, you don't want to keep on going back to the market. Talking about mid-tiers, though, Alex, are you looking at any mid-tiers? To me, they attract me simply because these larger mining companies are going to need to bring on more properties because they haven't been exploring right now.
You nailed it. I think intermediates and mid-tiers, they're going to be the ones that are really going to come out in 2014. You're going to see these guys. Most of these guys have, they've run the books very well, and they're going to look to M&A. Some of them might even be, I wouldn't say absorbed, but they might, they might be players with some of the major companies, but definitely the mid-tiers are going to be something to look at for sure in 2014.
Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, the folks at Kitco are very, very interesting people, and Alex Letourneau certainly is an interesting guy to talk to when you talk about the junior resource sector. Another regular guest on our program, we should almost make you a senior vice president, is Peter Grandage. Peter, I want to talk a little bit about your views on what happened last week in the market. You know, gold went off. I don't want to say it went to the moon, but gold took off. Are you looking for, number one, that increase in price to continue?
Well, other than hopefully a short pause early next week, which I think would be refreshing, I think we've seen the bottom. I think you and I and some others have had discussions here about the physical market and what it's meant during this torrid paper attack for the last 2 years, that it was signaling that the market was not set to go to these record low numbers guys were throwing out there seemingly every day, and that the physical market over time would win out over the paper market, and it has. So I'm quite comfortable that we're going to work our way higher. I think this is the type of market that is best for that. It's not spectacularly running up, nor is it getting clobbered on the downside. And quite frankly, I hope it stays off the major media radars and just works its way higher. I do think that this year's target is what will be, was once very big support, which will be key resistance, and that's the old 1500 to 1550 area. I think at that point, when we get there, I think we'll have a little bit of a tough sledding to get through it right away. But other than that, I think the market is basically, the uptrend is up.
So, Pete, I must say, since 2014 started, we've had 6 full trading weeks, 5 of which have been up, 1 which was only slightly down. It's been a very, very successful start to the year. And as you said, it hasn't just been a skyrocket to the moon. It's been very steady. However, if we look at some of the miners, like the HGY, Gold Bugs Index, GDX, and especially GDXJ, that alone is up 30% just in a year. Do you think that those are almost moving a little bit too fast and we might see a little pullback in the stocks, or do you think it's just going to continue to climb nicely?
I think because the further we went down the food chain, the more damaged stocks were, that they will outperform the actual performance of gold for a while in their rebound. I do think, however, that the focus, at least my focus, is on mid-tier producers and emerging producers who are not only increasing their production schedule, whether through mergers and acquisition or internal growth, but also who saw their cost come down close to where the price was and their stocks were taken back down because of that. And now, with a couple hundred dollar bump up in the price, the leverage on their is going to make them very, very attractive. I think the other thing that I think is going to be critical in the next 3 to 6 months, we're going to see a major increase in the mergers and acquisitions. I think there are a lot of things being targeted because so much damage was done and so much production fell off the last couple of years. And now that it's clear and evident that the gold price has reversed and gone back up, I think we're going to see a lot of mergers. And some of those mergers are going to be some of these mid-tier producers merging together, and also some of the majors having to take over some of them because they've lost so much production of their own over the last couple of years.
You know, Pete, we get a lot of requests from people wanting to know about companies that we are following, companies that we own, et cetera. And I'd like to discuss that with you and Corey, but Corey and I need to be very, very careful in the sense that we need to state categorically this is not investment advice. We are not suggesting that any of you buy or sell any of the companies that we mentioned. And also any company that we discuss that we have a share position in, we will certainly disclose that also. Pete, let's start with you.
Well, by far, my personal 2 largest holdings fit kind of the criteria I just spoke to you. Taranga Gold is a company that, through internal growth and a major acquisition last year, is set to see its amount of ounces produced each year grow with a lot of exploration upside potential. In fact, I think it's now a potential takeover target. And then I think clearly what happened during this decline is some of the babies were thrown out with the bathwater, a company that just continued to grow and reach all its targets during the last few years. Sunridge Gold, you know, saw its stock, you know, clocked 80-90% from its high. It recently just completed a major deal in the country that it works in and has publicly stated at least 3 or 4 times in the last few months that it's holding advanced stage targets. We're going to see those type of companies who have assets that are fairly soon can go into production or are going to ramp up the current ounces that they produce into much more over the next couple of years and really attract the most interest not only from institutional investors but companies interested in mergers and acquisitions.
Well, and I think the mergers and acquisitions part is a big part of it too, Pete, because the stocks that I've been looking at, a lot of them are mid-tiers. A lot of them are producers or at least moving very close to production with other projects that they're still exploring. And we've seen a lot of companies in the last year that were able to move their company forward, maybe not increasing their stock, but they have moved their projects forward and they were focusing on high grade, which I believe is the right strategy. And now they also have these other properties that if they keep on making money and the, say, gold or silver price goes up, or they can raise a bit more money, they can bring these other projects on. And we've seen major companies cut down on their exploration expenditures to the point where they need to bring on new projects to keep funding their pipeline. Do you think that at the tail end of this year we're going to see a lot more takeovers, or do you think some of these mid-tier companies can actually become players in the major space?
I think some will come, but I also think because there was so little money put into the grassroots early exploration stage, and I still think that will be the last of the group that sees, you know, renewed major interest, that the major movement is going to be in the mid-tier producers, companies that produce 100,000 ounces and up, who want to expand their production by merging, or the majors who, as you noted, seen a dramatic fall off of the amount of production that they've been able to bring to the table the last few years and need to keep, for institutional sake, their amount of ounces they're producing this year constant, and they're going to need to make some serious acquisitions. So I just like think, I think the worst is over. I think the gold market, the physical market, has won over the paper market, subject to, you know, an occasional few attacks. And I just think the worst is clearly behind for the mining and the exploration industry, just that the mid-tier groups are going to get the most single emphasis versus any others.
You know, I kind of have to agree with you. Maybe it's wishful thinking on my part. You know, I said this before. I've said it in other segments on this particular program. But I'm viewing 2014, Pete, as being a replay of 2010. You know, regarding 2014, 11, 12, and 13 were very, very difficult years for investors in the mining sector, as were 2008 and 2009, very difficult years for folks in the resource sector. 2010 turned out to be one of the best years that my wife and I have had in terms of return on investments in that particular sector. And I'm kind of looking at 2014 as being the same way. It certainly is starting out to be that way, and most of the commentators on our program are agreeing with us right now. So time will tell. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We'll be back with our panel of experts.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel.
Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We have our panel of experts on the line with us right now. We're going to kind of give an overview of our opinions of the market this past week, starting out with Bob Moriarty. Bob is very, very well known in the financial community, 321 Gold, a great website that is basically run by his wife, Barbara. I don't want to give you too much credit, Bob. No, it's actually run by both of them. Rick Ackerman is with us, Rick's Picks. Richard Doc Postma, a technician who, after he retired from medicine, decided to get really, really more involved in the financial community, and he's one of the best technicians out there. We got Gary Savage also. Gentlemen, here's where I'd like to start out. We had a very interesting gold market this past week. On Friday, gold closed around $13,1990. That was up $19.80. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up around $115.53. Bob, I want to start with you. Number one, we don't see it very often when the price of gold moves parallel to the price of the Dow. Any comments on that?
Of none whatsoever, other than the fact that you left out the point that gold's up 8 days in a row. So it would be very normal for there to be a correction, and probably a correction in the Dow, too. It's been pretty strong for the last week.
Don't you love being corrected on your own show, Corey? I got to tell you, but unfortunately, Bobby, you're right. 8 days in a row, that's a bunch. What are you looking for, let's say, the next 6 months?
I'd like to see a correction of 2 to 3 weeks. And then I think that we're going to continue into mid-year. I think the Dow and the S&P could actually try for another shot at the top. And then come mid-year, I see a crash in the Dow and the S&P.
Gary, this echoes a lot of what we've been talking about on a daily basis and something that you believe. You think that both gold and the conventional markets are entering this euphoric stage that will be able to move upwards, but then a bigger crash is coming, correct?
Well, correct. My thoughts echo Bob pretty closely. I think I can maybe refine the gold timing maybe just a bit. Gold is due for a brief little half-cycle low here, probably early next week. Then I think we have a run to maybe 1360-ish that'll put in a daily cycle top and then a more substantial correction for a week or so. But then I think we're going to run up to maybe hopefully 1520 over the next month or so, maybe into mid-March, early April, before we have a lot more serious correction, maybe back down to 1350. And then I think the second half of the year, I agree totally with Bob, the stock market, that parabolic structure is going to crash. All of that inflation that's been stored in stocks is going to move into the commodity markets, and the second half of the year is going to be the phase where the easy money is made in the commodity markets.
Dr. Postma, how about you, bud?
I think that this year, the old saying January dictates the market will come true. And I think that this market will continue to move sideways to up and probably challenge the top. And then I would certainly go away in May on this one because I think it'll be a very difficult year for it to maintain its highs. As far as gold and silver, it's interesting. I mentioned earlier that silver is almost showing the exact type of reaction right now as it did in the first week in August. And we'll see if it moves up here smartly and then pulls back. But I think gold and silver are still basing. I'd be very surprised if they took out 50-week moving averages and moved higher here. I think they'll come back, although I think the precious metal stocks will actually outperform and won't get hurt that bad. But then I think toward fall, next fall will be a year where we have a good run in these precious metals.
Rick, I know from a technical perspective for gold, we have surpassed 100-day moving average, 150-day moving average, and I believe we're going to close at the 200-day moving average. What technicals are you watching for?
I use a different type of targeting. I use something I call the hidden pivot method, and the target we've talked about that I'm pretty confident in is 1335. That's basis the April COMEX contract. A little bit more to go. We were up as high as 1321 today. So that target has very nearly been achieved. If I would expect some sort of tradable top there, at least short term. But if it blows through it within a day or two of hitting that number, it would validate the idea that there's something more going on in gold. And more recently, we've seen that gold has somewhat decoupled from the broad averages. It seemed as though it wasn't able to make any headway unless stocks were falling. But we've had a pretty good rally in stocks, but some concurrent strength in gold, and that's definitely a tone change. Getting a really good pop in some of the stocks and some of the index trades, the ETFs that are popular with my subscribers, like GDXJ, for one, looks unstoppable. So we don't know, at least I don't know the reasons that might be driving gold, but I'm open to the possibility that something we don't know about is acting to put gold into a full-blown bull market.
You know, Bob, you and I have discussed the concept that Rick is talking about many, many times, and my personal feeling is the reason gold is going into a full-blown bull market is simply because of pure fundamentals. I don't see how it can go any other way. What do you think, bud?
I'm going to agree with where you're going. I'm just not going to agree with how you got there. I think today was very clearly a case of short covering. If I was short in gold right now, I'd really be in panic. There's a lot of things, you know, in the middle, fundamentals and TA are very important, but at tops and bottoms, I think bullish consensus is more important.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. You're a pretty well-known technician, at least on our side, Doc. What do you think? You agree with Bob?
Yeah, and there's some technicals that bother me right now, frankly, with these markets. There's some that look really good, the momentum indicators and the strength indicators, but then there's others that always kind of hold you back and make you think a little bit. And that's why I think the 50-week moving average is going to be very important. And it's about where Rick's high is, and it's going to be right about, you know, at 1335, 1340. But we're going to intersect that, and that'll tell us whether we are really in the initial phase of a real blow-off here, or whether we're going to hit that and then move back down again, which wouldn't bother me, frankly, but because I really feel we're basing, especially I think precious metals are, the stocks are telling us that.
Gary, what do you think? You know, you've been talking about the market for your entire career in this particular industry. Would you like to see a bit of a pullback here?
Gold's not going to give us a major pullback until probably March or April. This intermediate cycle still has room to run. So, like I said, I'm looking for maybe a 2-day pullback, the beginning of the week, and then a shot up to maybe 1360, and then a more substantial pullback from maybe 1360 to 1300, and then an attempt to break through that 1425 level. And if it does, gold is going to reach 1520 before this intermediate cycle tops. And then we're going to have a more serious profit-taking event that I think will probably bring gold back down to maybe the 1350 level. And then at that point, I think we have the serious inflationary phase during the second half of the year.
Well, let's move forward a little bit. Let's go out, let's say, to 2015, 2016. Do you see us getting back, and I guess this question is directed to you, Doc, do you see us getting back to the $1,800, $1,900 level?
By then, absolutely. I think we'll even go higher than that. It might not be by 2016, but we haven't even gotten halfway through this bull market. I don't believe we have a long ways to go, and I think we'll be much higher. But yeah, I think we'll easily be back to the very close to the highs by then.
Ladies and gentlemen, stick around.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the final segment of the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report. You know, we were talking earlier about the possibility of $1,800 to $1,900 an ounce gold. Gary, I wanted you to weigh in on this thing. I'm going to give Bob and Doc and Rick a chance here on that one also. But why do you feel, if in fact you do, that sooner rather than later we're going to see $1,800 to $1,900 an ounce gold?
My timing band is based purely on the dollar cycle. And the dollar, as I've discussed before, has a major three-year cycle low that's due probably late this fall, maybe early 2015, if it stretches a little bit. But that is going to drive the commodity markets and especially the gold market. And they should top very closely together. So when that bottom comes in the dollar, late this fall or early 2015, that's going to be a top in gold. And I think gold's probably going to go a little further than most of the analysts here expect. I think gold's going to test 2,000 by the end of this year or the beginning of next. But after that, the stock market and the economy is going to collapse in a recession that I think is going to be much worse than the last one. It's going to create a deflationary spiral, and that's going to pull everything down, including gold and commodities, just like it did in 2008 when we had that deflationary spiral. So, yes, we're going to get a nice pop this year, but don't get too attached to it because gold has an eight-year cycle low that is due in 2016. So once we test that 2,000, we're probably coming back down again, and we may come back down to the 1,300 or 1,200 again before the final bubble phase, which I think will top in 2017, 2018, and I think that's going definitely to 7,000, probably to 10,000 before this is done.
Okay, let's start with you, Bob.
Okay, I am absolutely unqualified to pick numbers. I view gold as a credit default swap on the world's financial system, and because we don't know if we're going to have hyperinflation or deflation, I just simply can't pick a number. However, gold is going to be worth something when the financial system comes apart and or when the $694 trillion worth of derivatives blows up.
Rick, do you share the same optimistic and pessimistic look that Gary does, that these markets are going to go up and then come crashing down?
I've been very much in the thick of the inflation-deflation debate, or I should say hyperinflation, and I lean toward deflation, and I think that it would take a lot of the steam out of gold, although I would agree with Bob that gold is going to be worth something no matter what happens. It'll always retain purchasing power relative to any other asset class that I can think of. But looking at a very long-term chart of gold, if the June low that we had in the COMEX holds, then the monthly chart would become an active buy. I'd have a buy signal somewhere just below 1,500. The exact number is 1,489. And between 1,489 and 1,800, there's really no resistance. So I think you'd have a $300 trade there. 1,800 is a very critical price for the continuous COMEX contract. It's not only a good round number, but it would be what I call a midpoint hidden pivot that's tied to a target. And get this number now. It's the first time I've looked at it myself. It's a target of 2419. And anything that even gets past that red line, that 1800 midpoint, would take out a very important high that was made in October of 2012. So to just sum up, I think if we hit 1500, it's pretty much saying that that June low is a good one. We're really seeing the resumption of the bull market that essentially began in October of 2008. And the key number again on the way up to 2400 would be 1800.
Doctor, you got the final word.
I guess I take deflation and inflation out of it. And I guess I look at things like the historical data of gold bull runs and other charts. I also look at things like the dollar, which I think over time will weaken considerably. But when you go back over the last century of gold bull runs, you ultimately see a dollar to gold ratio of 1-to-1 or 2-to-1. And we were at 44-to-1. We dropped down to about 8-to-1, and now we're back up to 12-to-1. And the Dow gold ratio is starting to move down again. And so if we go through past parameters of the Dow gold ratio, I feel we're going to get back down to 1-to-1 or 2-to-1. And if that's the case, I also look at the 25-year moving average for the Dow. And it's rare that the Dow has ever been under it except for the Great Depression. And back in 2009, when we hit about 6,500 on the Dow, it hit the 25-year moving average almost on the button. And I believe now that average is probably in the low 7,000s. And if that's the case and we're going to hit 1-to-1 or 1-to-2 on the Dow to gold ratio, I figure we will eventually see gold minimally at $8,000 an ounce in the run.
Big number. Okay, second subject. We got some correspondence this week looking for companies that we are either invested in or that we follow. A physician sent us, I don't want to use his name because we don't have his permission yet, but he said, quote, "I just wanted to ask you, Doc, Bob, Rick, etc., the names of some of the individual gold and silver mining companies that you follow or trade." Let me make this one disclaimer here. This is not investment advice. These are simply companies that each of us either follows or owns. In terms of a disclaimer, if we own them, we will certainly state that when we talk about the companies. Bob, let's start with you.
I wrote about this on November 30th, and I made it crystal clear that I thought that we were at a bottom, and if somebody didn't like gold and thought gold was going to go lower, they should go buy Bitcoin. Gold was 1220 and Bitcoin was 1240. Bitcoin, it's been cut in half. If you did like gold, I'd listed a number of stocks that I follow, most of which I own, some of which are advertisers. Novo Resources is my favorite. It's up 55% in 2.5 months. Cadence Resources up 50%. Pilot Gold up 25%. True Gold Mining up 25%. Omidant up 65%. Arion Phosphate is one of the very few that hasn't gone up, but it's a brilliant, it's an analog food. It's down 10%. Allied Nevada is up 60%. That's a stock that was $45 2 years ago, and it was $3.50 in November. I will reiterate what I said back in November. If you like gold, the gold stocks are especially cheap. And they're still cheap, even if gold corrects for the next week.
How about you, Doctor?
I have a combination of gold and silver stocks, and actually I'm heavier in silver stocks, believe it or not. But number one, I like Silver Wheaton, which is the silver streaming company. I love the technicals on it because it bounced off an uptrend line. So I've been purchasing that. I like the ETFs because, you know, they give you a potpourri of companies. I like GDX and GDXJ. I bought those in December and in January, and they've had nice runs. I like Hecla. I like Pan American Silver. They pay actually a dividend. And the one that's really, and that's, by the way, performed very well, and all of these have. Hecla's not performed well, but it started to move today. But the one that I really like and has done very well is Great Panther Silver. That's GPL. That's up almost 90%. And then another one I like is Endeavor Silver EXK, which is doing very well as well. And I must say that when I invest in these, I watch the technicals very closely. And if they look like they're topping out, I'll either sell if I don't think we're in a major bull market, or I'll sell in the money option to protect my position. So you have to remember that. When I buy these things, I do some things technically to protect my positions.
Mr. Ackerman, how about you?
A couple that I like, Altius. They are diversified beyond gold, which I think gives you some downside protection. But they're very well positioned to essentially run the company out of royalties that they generate. They've got their costs well under control, and the stock moves very nicely whenever physical gold itself is moving. Another stock that's been good to me over the years is Detour Gold. It's had a really nice move off the lows from the low down around under $4. It's trading close to 10. That movement has been all in the course of the year so far. So Detour is really looking good. I've been in and out of that stock over the years. The company that we visited, Ripatch, I've been very impressed with the management. They have a lot of knowledge there between the two mining engineers and the CEO, Bill Howell.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.